No, because I'll tell you, you take on the on the muskmelon, that was more of a delicacy at their table, and small, you know, know about that big round, and they cut them up into parts. And then, and you had your own eggs, you know, and whatever eggs you had, why, you sell them right on the route. My mother used to make a lot of butter. We used to milk around 4 cows and plenty of milk, you know. And then she'd make the butter, and I'd sell it to certain customers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that was a delicacy for a lot of these people.
Did you put it in molds?
No, mother used to make 1 pound,
mm-hmm.
1 pound packages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she never had a mold. Them old timers, that was the old timer. Long as they had a paddle, they could paddle it down. Oh, yes. Yeah, that was it.
So now you came here, I'm sorry, I missed that. When did you come here?
Well, I would think in around 1912.
So you were around 11 years old then?
Yeah, something like that. Because I remember that I went to a country school out west here, a one-room school with eight grades in one small country school.
Mm-hmm. And then your parents, you said, I probably missed this while I was sitting on the machine, but your parents were born in Holland, you said?
Yes, they were born in Holland.
And you were born in Chicago?
Oh, yes, I was born in Chicago.
Now, what part of Chicago is that?
Englewood.
I'm trying to think where it is.
That's on the south side.
Yeah, that's... See, we're at 59th and, the university's at 59th and Ellis, more or less.
Ellis. I ain't much acquainted on...
Well, you know where the Museum of Science and Industry is.
Well, I don't know. No, I don't. I don't know any of that stuff. I never was there.
Have you been back to Chicago?
Oh, I've been there for a little visit, mm-hmm. or so, but... No, I don't want to have nothing to do with Chicago.
Yeah, that's a pretty big town.
Yes.
And I think it is nicer out here.
There's good points and bad points.
No, it's more freedom here.
I think so.
Oh, yes.
Do you think it's
going to
rain?
Oh, yes. It's supposed to rain.
Is it going to rain hard, or are you just going
to... No, we might get a shower.
Lightning, is it?
No, I don't think it's lightning. I don't think it's that bad. No. No, in the earlier days, when I first come out here, why, people, or the river was not straightened. See, they went through and they straightened the river, and that eliminated, that took a lot more water. And before then, people used to make a living trapping muskrats. And
trapping what?
Trapping muskrats.
Oh.
That's a fur-bearing animal.
I see.
And I used to have a friend that used to set traps, and he used to trap 300 muskrats a day.
Good night.
And they had a knife that was just like a razor. You'd cut it right down.
Mm-hmm.
But in them days, now the earlier days, another thing that before the river was straightened, they used to go out in families in a team of horses in Surreys. That was in the horse and buggy. And I was acquainted, I lived only a mile from a family